Weaver.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump continues to receive treatment at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for COVID-19. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The first week of COVID, and in particular days 7 to 10, are the most critical in determining the likely course of this illness.
Briefing reporters midday Saturday, White House physician Dr. Sean Conley said
he's not on oxygen right now, that's right.
But a person familiar with the president's condition says Trump did receive oxygen at the White House before being taken to Walter Reed. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the president went through a very concerning period Friday, and the next 48 hours will be critical. Trump's doctors maintain the president's condition has improved since his arrival. He's on a 5-day course of remdesivir, which curbs the virus's ability to multiply. And Dr. Brian Garibaldi says of the treatment plan,
since he's in such great spirits and doing well, is to encourage him to eat, to drink, to stay hydrated, to be up out of bed, and to be working and doing the things that he needs to do.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republican members of the Senate on Saturday sought to call off legislative work until October 19th as the coronavirus reached into their ranks. However, they vowed that hearings for President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee would push ahead as planned. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett will begin as scheduled on October 12th, even if Democrats agree to cancel the regular Senate sessions to avoid further spread of COVID-19. Since Friday morning, three GOP senators have announced that they tested positive. Senate Democratic Leader Charles Schumer said that if the COVID threat is too great for Senate sessions, it makes Barrett's confirmation perilous, too. However, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, who is running for re-election in South Carolina, added that senators can attend the hearings virtually.